Wake up, it's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel. Wake up, it's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Hey guys, welcome, and good morning. I hope you guys are doing beautiful out there today. It is today, 26th. I can't believe I say this every day, but the months and days are going by. It is the fifth month. It's about to be June, y'all. We're halfway through the year next month, which is crazy. 6 months into the year. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are blessed. I hope you guys are having a beautiful, wonderful day amidst of all the tragic news that we've been getting just in general. And that's what I wanted to talk about today is how do we stay positive during times like this, during times where things just seem a little bit more chaotic than normal. I know I've been seeing a lot of parents post how hard it was dropping their kids off at school after the school incident that went down the other day. But we're going to talk about that. Like, how do we stay positive in the midst of chaotic, heartbreaking, crazy times, right? Not only are we dealing with mass shootings here in America, but we're also dealing with a recession, and we're also dealing with all of these other things amongst the other things that are going on in the world, like the war and just all of the things that we've been hearing. And how do we stay informed without allowing all of the negativity and all of the things to swallow us whole and take our minds and things like that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And anything else you guys want to go ahead and load in the comments is totally okay. But I pray that you guys are doing well. I'm excited because I have some things coming up for you guys. I know I've been saying that for a while, but some things I've been working on behind the scenes are almost done. So stay tuned for that. Can't really say too much, but I'm going to go ahead and do the morning prayer, jump into the shout outs, and get today's conversation started. So if you are not religious or spiritual, it is totally okay. If you do not subscribe to the Christian denomination, that is totally okay. As long as you are a good person, you are welcome here, and we do not discriminate. So I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway if you do not check those boxes. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Please fill our hearts with compassion, love, and light, but also determination and perseverance to get through to hard times like this. I pray that everybody is mentally and emotionally sound, that we do the things that are pleasing in your sight and walk in your light. And then we continue on this journey to live in your purpose and your truth. And thank you for having us here another day to get us exactly where we need to go. On your darlings, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead. And if this is your first time watching, go ahead and let me know where you are watching from. But good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Madam Noir. What up, Norms? Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Grand Rising, KK. Grand Rising and Rich Rising, everyone out there. Good morning, Chevy Cheb. Grand Rising. Good morning, Chador. Good morning, Marta. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, NG. And to everybody else that will trickle in, you guys, during the conversation, good morning. Okay, so we are going to just discuss just a few things to keep our minds focused, to keep our minds healthy. And good morning, P. Good morning, Touch of Terry. Keep our minds focused and keep our minds, like, we want to know what's going on. I don't ever like to, I know we hear, don't watch the news, don't watch the news, don't watch the news. And that is good advice. The majority of our intake should not be news. However, we should know what's going on in the world. And when we see these things, I actually also challenge you, do not live in fear. It's very hard not to, especially if you probably have little kids right now. If you're a teacher, I couldn't imagine like what that may feel like to go to school or to drop your children off. So for that, my heart goes out to you. But no matter what, we want to ensure that we check our emotions as much as possible. And this is not easy. This is not hard, because when you're an empath, if you're empathetic, when you have a good heart, when you care about people and children and the lives of, you know, people that even we don't know, it is very hard not to allow those emotions and feelings, good morning, hit you. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with seeing something and having empathy or sympathy for the situation and shedding a few tears. But we just want to make sure that we're checking ourselves, that we don't allow the things that happen cause us anxiety, depression, or it doesn't trigger things that make us slip back into negative habits or that don't keep our minds focused and moving forward. It's very unfortunate. It's very sad. However, the first thing I want to talk about is we can only truly focus on what we can control, right? In the midst of this, dang, I meant to bring the ballot down this morning so we could talk about it. In the midst of all of this going on, that we have a primary election going on. And I've been talking about this a little bit, but I really wanted to shed some light because I got some feedback on social media and people did not know this, okay? So primary elections in the United States is where you vote on your governor, your senators, your House of Representatives for your state, your superintendents. Like, their different elections have different meanings, right? But this is the main one that controls your state. Now, everybody is blaming President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris because they're like, well, we put y'all in office. Y'all aren't doing this. Y'all aren't doing that. Look, y'all, there's a big difference between federal and local government, right? Federal and state government. And I'm not on nobody's side. I'm not trying to, like, you know, defend anybody. I just want us to understand. So when we see these elections coming up, when we see these things, we don't get confused on the difference and the power that each of them have. Now, President Biden can only do something if the House and the House of Representatives, they have to come together and to vote on these things. So he only has so much power. There's three parts of the government. So he is only one entity of the three parts, right? So if they do not, these two people right here do not vote, there's only so much that one person can do. And the way we change that are by these primary elections, by swapping out our senators, our governors, anybody that we feel isn't doing a good job for our state, or maybe they are doing a good job for one party, but you feel like they're not aligning with whatever it is that you believe in. Now, this is hard to say publicly, especially as a Black American, and y'all let me know in the comments. I don't want us to simply focus on party because I know what it looks like historically, right? Historically, for a while, it's been majority of white people vote Republican in America, majority of Black people vote Democrat in America. Now, back before the Civil War, it used to be switched. It used to be Black people were Republicans and white people were Democrats. And in the midst of our history, it switched with majority because that's not true for every single person. What I would advise anybody do before they just pick a party is print your sample ballots out in your state. There are a lot of states that have not voted yet. And I'm going to tell you why this is so important, but let me get through this part. Print out your sample ballots and look at what's being voted on by each party. Now, what I did not know prior to this election is that depending on the ticket that you choose, meaning Democrat, Republican, and I think there's bipartisan, I don't know too much about that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a voting guru. I'm a baby voter since 2008, when we voted President Obama into office. That was my first time voting. However, the two ballots can oftentimes have two things on the ticket to vote on. I wanted to bring my sample ballot down here so I can read the difference in the state of Georgia. They were massively different when it came to local and state laws, like should transgender boys or transgender girls who are born males be able to participate in girls' activities? There were questions about taxes. There were questions about should the city of Buckhead be able to run itself versus be a part of the city of Atlanta? There were a lot of different things to vote on that weren't on both tickets. And I feel like if you're a voting citizen in any place, you should have the free will to vote for everything. You know what I mean? You should have the information and the rights to vote for everything. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. So before you go vote and before you pick your party, you need to print out those sample ballots. Look at who's running in each race and see which side works better for you, your family, and your goals that you want for your state. Because it's not always so black and white. And you have to do research on the candidates, what they are focused on, what they want to fight for, and all of that. It is a little tedious. I'm not going to lie to you. It is time consuming. However, if we do not change the people that are in our local and state government, things like this mass shooting are going to continue to happen. Because although federally, things can go one way, right? So say federally, for instance, right now, federally, marijuana is, well, it's illegal, right? Federally, marijuana is illegal federally. However, certain states have made marijuana legal, like California, Hawaii. I don't know if Florida's a state. I don't know. Illinois. There are certain states where marijuana is legal, right? And I think Maryland is one of them as well. And they each have their own different rules. California's like, if you're over the age of, I think, 18, and you got a card, you're good to go. In Maryland, there's like a way you have to buy it or something like that. So every state controls its local government. And the way we get a handle on things like what happened in Texas and, you know, in Buffalo, and how to get these things under control and put our governors and our senators and everything's feet to the fire is by voting them in office and voting for the people that you believe in. Because if you vote, you have more skin in the game. And to some people who are like, well, it doesn't matter. I don't know about federally. I'm not going to lie to you. I vote anyway. I don't know about federally. If it's rigged, if it's this, if it's that. But locally, that stuff matters. That's why they don't want you to vote. That's why they don't advertise it as much. Because if they let everybody know what was what and what's tea, then more people are going to vote against probably with what they want. And it's been like that for a long time. Keep us ignorant. See, some people left because this ain't they kind of conversation. It's fine. But they want to keep us ignorant, y'all. This is the only way that we are going to change what is going on in each state. Every state is different. Every state has its own different taxes. Every state has its own labor laws. Every state has its own governance. Okay, what's okay in one state isn't okay in one state. If you are for pro-life, then that needs to be something that you're voting for. If you are pro-choice, that is something you need to know and see if your candidates are there for or are choosing. Unfortunately, I was talking about this on my Instagram and somebody wanted to vote. She was like, okay, well, when is Texas? Because we have to do something about this. Texas already passed. They already had their election back in March. And then they had their runoff, I think, on the 24th. Georgia is already passed. I talked about that the day we went to vote, right? Georgia is done. All of these states are coming up, y'all. And a lot of y'all states have not had their elections yet, their primary elections. So I did go ahead and name off the states. If you guys want to know, all you have to go to is, I'm going to put it in the comments on what the actual website is. Give me one second. This is the website. I'm going to put this in the comments. If you want to see when your state votes, and these elections, y'all, are super important. I know it doesn't feel like it. I know it seems like it's tedious, but right now a lot of people aren't going out to the primary elections because they're unaware. But the quicker you know, you can go in and out as long as you have your sample ballot ready, because there's a lot of people on this ticket, because a lot of people know that this is how they make change. This is how they get their political power. Good morning. And if we do not participate, let's just say it didn't matter, right? Let's just say, because that's an argument that a lot of people have. Oh, my vote doesn't matter. But what if it does? Like, okay, it doesn't, but what's it going to hurt to just go vote? What is it going to hurt to take 20, 30 minutes out of your day to just do a little research and to go vote? It's really, really, really important that we do this. Good morning. Shamber says, yeah, people don't understand that the president can't do it alone. It takes a team. And that all have to agree. Exactly. Like, he can't just make laws, y'all. He can't just put things into place. Presidents have done it in the past, but that wasn't against the law. It's just frowned upon, right? And especially because he has to use that power strategically. And if you guys have to think about what's going on in the world, it's going to be very hard for him to focus on one state or two states when he has a whole war that he's trying to figure out what's going on and how the United States is going to be a part of it. There's bigger fish to fry on his level. But guess who isn't having that same type of pressure and, future focus? is our state governors. So what can we do about this? What can we do to continue to be happy? Is the only thing that we can control is voting. We can't control what the police do. We can't control the people that are mentally ill, unfortunately, but we can go vote so we can change these local laws to make sure that guns are harder to get in our states. When you do vote these people in, you can write them. You can go up to the state capitol. You can do whatever you want to do as a law-abiding citizen to speak to them one-on-one. You know, too often, especially as people of color, it's got to say we're too passive when it comes to certain things. We can make a whole lot of noise on social media, which is great, right? Bringing awareness to things are great. But when it comes to actually coming together and flexing our power, we kind of lose at that. You know, and they do it all the time. If something, let a sign or something be down in your city and your city is majority of the Caucasian race. They on it. They call in, they making phone, they go into the mayor's office. They are on it to get what they want. And maybe because in our history, that never worked for us. So we don't know that. And I know that everybody doesn't know that, but I need to bring awareness to us not being so passive, us understanding what's going on. Not to say you're perfect, not to say that you are supposed to be this political guru. I'm still learning, y'all. I'm still very oblivious to a lot of things. However, I'm taking the time to do my research and getting knees deep because that's the only thing I can do. I can't control what goes on in Texas. I can't control what goes on in Buffalo. All I can do is send prayers, but I'm tired of praying. I don't want this to be my nieces and nephews and stuff is future. Yes, keep praying. Yes, do the, but faith without works is dead. Y'all, this is how we do the work. Because there's not so much we can do. We can't go get guns and line up all the crazy. Like we can't, there's nothing we can do. We can't take the guns back from the people. I know that locally they had in my city, they had a gun buyback thing that they did where they were trying to get guns off the street. But I'm sure that those were people who had them. I really doubt there were criminals and people who got them illegally are going to come take the guns to the police. I highly doubt that. So I say all this to say is how do we stay positive? How do we stay focused in times like this is use the power that we do have and vote. Learn how to vote. Learn when the right elections are coming on. Learn the difference between federal and local and state government, y'all. Because what's going on in your city is different than what's going on in the state. What's different is going on in the rest of the states. We can't control Texas unless you live there. And hopefully if you live in Texas, you already voted. And if you didn't, you missed it. But it's okay. I'm not trying to beat nobody down. Just prepare for the next election. Just prepare for the next one. There's always elections every year, 2 years. You guys, but this is super, super, super important for us to take advantage of. Understand we're not kids anymore. A lot of y'all have children. You need to be knowing the superintendent's plan for your children's learning education. Do you agree or disagree with what he wants to do with your children's school? When it comes to your taxes, you homeowners or people that are going to be potentially homeowners, you need to know what they want to do with this money. You know, this is very, 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 very important for all of us to understand. If you have, say, if you live in a certain city and you have a light that's taking too long and it's messing with your commute and traffic, your local government handles that. We vote those people in. And if you voted for them, you can dang sure go to them and say, hey, I voted for you. I need to bring some stuff to your attention. That's how we get things passed, you guys. That's how we get things done. I never take the time to get to know the candidates. That's why I don't vote. I'm not sure how to get into politics. You just got to do your research, May, because we can say, and thank you for your honesty. I'm going to use May as an example, but I'm not going to come down on you, girl. But this is a great point. She's very honest. I never take the time to know about the candidates. Y'all, everybody has a social media page now. Everybody has a website. So this is what you do. You guys, give me a second. I hate to do this. I never do this on my lives. This is so unprofessional of me, but I really want to go get my sample ballot so y'all can see because I don't know how to share my screen with y'all. So just give me a second. Okay. Sorry, y'all. All right. My bad. Okay. So this is what I do. This is how I started getting into politics, right? Anytime I see an election coming up, or say if I start seeing election signs, if you start getting those messages, start getting the mail, like the mail comes to your house and you'll see vote for this person. You can see, oh, y'all not abrupt, just running upstairs, and I work out too. Hallelujah. Oh, shout. You start seeing, y'all start seeing the text message come through. If you start seeing a mail post a sign, then that's kind of sparks in your mind, like, okay, there's an election coming up, right? Because normally if there's not an election, you don't see too many of those signs. And so it's very important to start paying attention, right? So then what you can do is just Google, what's the next election in my city, right? That's the first step, is what's the next election in my state, or what's the next election cycle? What's the next election, right? So it'll say election calendar. There's all this stuff on the internet, y'all. Important election dates for 2021 and 2022. Texas Secretary of State. Like, all of this stuff is public. They can't hide anything. All of it's public. But they know that we won't go do our research. They know that we won't go look, right? So when you Google stuff like this, it tells you when's the last day to register to vote. It tells you the last, when the election day is, like for Texas, right? I just Googled, when's the next election? Vote Texas came up for anybody that's in Texas. And they have dates from 22, 23, 24. So it says from March 1st is the primary election dates, which just passed in 2020. So the deadline to post the candidates, they put everything on here. The last day to register was the 31st. In January. So you need to register to vote. That's the biggest thing. So anytime you move, especially cities, if you move states, anytime you move, when you go update your mail, go ahead and fill out your voter's registration. Anytime you go update your ID and your license, go ahead and fill out your voter's registration. So you're already registered. So you don't have to hurry up and try to register, or you're not registered and you miss out, right? So that's the first thing. Make sure you register. Then Google and figure out when your election dates are. Everything is public. All you got to do is take a little time, 5 minutes maybe, to Google what's in your state. The next thing you do is, once you figure out, okay, the election date is this date, you print out your sample ballots. This is public. They cannot hide this from you guys, y'all, but we have to, they're not going to tell you. So all you have to do is Google sample ballot for, like I did, sample ballot Atlanta, because I knew it was the primary. So I put primaries 2022 sample ballot, and everything is labeled at the top. Everything is labeled so you can see everything that's on here, right? So what I do is take these ballot sheets, because it has all this information on it, and I go down list by list. I actually did this on my Instagram live with everybody. So United States Senate. That was up for Georgia. So I went ahead and I looked at both of these candidates. I looked at the one that's incumbent, and incumbent means they've already been in office, or they're currently in office. So anytime you see incumbent on a ticket, let me show y'all. It looks like this, where it says incumbent, that means that they're already in the seat. So I take my ballot and I go down and I Google all of these people. It took me and my mom some time. Me and my mom tag teamed, actually, and went through and picked who we were going to vote for. But I went through and we Googled every single candidate. I went to see what they looked like, how they presented themselves, because that's first, right? You're representing my state. I saw what they stood for. I looked at their track record. I even paid attention to where they were born, because when you Google these people, all this stuff comes up. Where they were born, if they were married, what else? Do they have children? Because if you have children, then your views are going to be a little different than those who do not, maybe. Do you take into consideration somebody's character, what their track record is, what they've already done? And if they sat in a seat before, how did you feel during that time? Did the state do good? You think about all of these things, and then you make your selection, right? The key things that are too, with when it comes to the ballots, are, like I said, those little things that we need to vote for. So that's how you get into it. You just start asking questions. When I saw this sample ballot, I said, what the heck does a lieutenant governor do? Because we had to vote on our lieutenant governor. All I did, y'all, was Google, what does a lieutenant governor do? And it's just second in command to the governor. So if something's wrong with the governor, something happens to the governor, they're like the vice president of the governorship, right? I did not know. Well, I knew what a commissioner of agriculture was, but commissioner of insurance. What is a commissioner of insurance? So I Googled all of these things. What's the commissioner of labor? Public service commission, district. Like, what do these things mean? You guys, we just have to Google. That's all we have to do. Because if we just say, well, I don't know anything about it, I'm not going to get involved, then you miss out on changing the stuff that's in your state and in your city and in your town. And then, to be honest, don't just pick Democrat or Republican without knowing the candidates, without knowing what's on the ballots. So I'll give you guys a perfect example, like I was saying earlier. And I know that this is a voting tangent, but this is how we make change in our states. This is how we make change. So things like what happened in Buffalo and what happened in Texas don't happen again. Okay, so there's all of these little things that you also vote on in your state or in your city or in your county that sometimes aren't on the other ballot. So you have to see what is important to you. What is important to you? Like, there's so many different things on here, y'all, that I don't even want to take too much time to go through, but you have to go through it. This is a thicker ballot too. It's never this thick. So it's boring. I'm not going to say that it's pretty as fun. Ain't no hip hop videos to it. Ain't no guest speakers. It's not sexy. Like, politics are not sexy, but they're super important for us to pay attention to vote and making sure that that's the only action that we have. That is the only action that we have besides doing the moment of silence, besides sending prayers. This is works. Faith without works is dead. So we send in prayers and stuff, but ain't nothing changing. We can give a moment of silence, but ain't nothing changing. And until we start voting, until we start getting proactive, we can't make a change. And that's the only way we can stay positive in these times is knowing, like, I tried to make a difference. I tried to do my part. The little part that I can play in this whole thing, I tried to do it a little bit. Authenticating Beauty says, the questions are usually the same on both in Indiana, but you must choose the party ballot for primaries for as far as the candidates. General elections are a bipartisan ticket. Thank you for breaking that down. But I will say in Georgia, they're not. So I'm glad in Indiana, y'all get a fair shake. In Georgia, they are not. These two ballots are totally different when it comes to some of the questions, the other questions that they ask us for nonpartisan and general election, like all of that stuff. But you guys have to know these things. And if you don't understand something, it's okay. Google it. You know, we're not going to know everything. We weren't taught this stuff. Good morning, Miss Debbie. In my state, both matter because our federal folks always rise from the local seats and they shouldn't have been there in the first place. Absolutely. It's very, very, very important, especially if you're in a swing state, especially if you're in a state that's like teetering between the party that you want and the party that you don't want. Good morning. They do advertise the primaries. They will call and text and send mailers. Yeah, they do. So for some of us, if we say that we didn't know, or maybe your state's not up yet, let me know what state. But y'all can look at that website and see when your state is up for election. If anybody has any questions, we can look it up now. I just want to make sure that we are doing our part. How can we stay positive and optimistic in this? Is saying, you know what? I went out, I voted, and I pray that everybody else voted too. I spread the word. I did my part to ensure that we could get these people out of here. I made sure I vote no voice. And that's the first thing in politics. Like, when people start complaining about what's going on in America or whatever, and then they're asked, like, well, did you vote? And they say no, then people don't care what you have to say anymore. That's the unfortunate part. No matter what your reasoning is, because they are automatically put you in a category of, well, you didn't care enough to vote, so why should I listen to you? You know what I mean? So when you vote, it gives you a little bit more power. It gives you a little bit more say in what goes on. Percy says, yes, Brittany, I agree. I used to work for the city of Durham, and the other race, they will send an email in a heartbeat. If there's anything missing out of place and in our neighborhood, absolutely, y'all. Like, I worked at a news station, and let me tell you what. I was a secretary too, so I was secretary of this station. So anybody that called in, I was the one that got the call. Y'all, these folks, first of all, because a lot of them are retired, they don't got nothing to do but watch TV and know what's going on and making sure they vote and at these polling locations, okay? So we would get calls about people saying city names wrong. We would get calls about how people are dressed. Y'all, they have all types of time. Luxury or not, I understand a lot of us are busy. I understand a lot of, but we can make time for what we want to make time for, y'all. This is super important. Hopefully some of y'all states have not passed yet. There are a few that have, but majority have not. So go to that website that I put in the chat and make sure you guys go check when your state election is. If you guys have a question, like, hey, Brittany, can you look it up real quick? I will. But they have no issues writing letters, going and making stuff shake. We have to get that same type of energy because we have that right now, y'all. I understand we didn't have it in the past, but we do now. Good morning, Sydney. Brandy says, people just don't understand how local and federal government works. It's important to educate ourselves. Absolutely. And again, y'all, if you don't know, it's okay. Just go Google. Google will tell you everything you need to know. In this day and age, there should be little that we say that we don't know. And if you don't understand, a quick Google search is totally fine. Anaya says, hey, Naya. It's sad because some people don't know our power and also don't have the time to do as much as others. The stressors in our own lives constantly overshadow what's happening politically. I understand that and I get that. But if we do not take a minute, a beat, a pause, a break to be like, okay, I understand that this is important, but this is important too. Just like we're prioritizing our mental health. Just like we're prioritizing vacations, we're prioritizing savings. Y'all, life, God didn't say life was going to be easy. But we can't make the excuse that I have so much going on that I don't vote. And they give us time, y'all. It's not just one day. There's early voting. Here in the state of Georgia, they gave us damn near a month to early vote from like the beginning of May all the way till like the 23rd, I believe, or 24th, something like that of May. They give us time. We just have to make it a priority. And you guys, if you do the sample ballots at home, if you take a little time and go through it, when you go to the polling place, it took me less than 10 minutes in and out. I was like, oop, bloop, because half the time ain't no, and there don't be no lines, especially if it's a thing like this. The lines are real quick. And so it was just like, boop, I went down my list. I had my paper. That's why I say print out your sample ballots and do your stuff early. Boop, 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 boop. And got it knocked out. But we can't use that excuse. I won't allow my morning motivators to make that an excuse because we've said no excuses since the beginning of our show, right? I'm drinking my detox tea for anybody who's wondering. I need to start detoxing again. So she Amber says, dang, I need to go vote because there is a light near my house that takes at least 5 minutes to change. Exactly. And those things your local government can take care of, especially if you're not the only one. If you can gather your neighbors, if you can gather the people in your local community to sign a petition or to also make those calls, the better. Good morning. I did not see the point of voting for Obama because I already knew he was going to become the president anyway. Y'all, we got to get out of this mentality. Ewan, we don't. But this is the thing. Why do what black folks, we don't be knowing nothing else, but we just be knowing what's going to happen with these votes. What? We got to get out that mentality, y'all. What if he wouldn't have won because you didn't vote? I know that's extreme. But y'all, okay, we don't know, but we got to stop being passive. We have to. If we want to know, if we want to say, we want to affect change. Okay, so let me go back to the main topic of today, right? I'm going to keep reading the comments, but I want to get back to the main topic today. If we are trying to be positive in a time like this, the main thing we do is we have to focus on what we can control. This is something we can control. We control voting. We control this. We control our state and local governments. We control that. I can't control what's going on in other states. We can't control gun laws in other states and abortion rights in other states and all of these political topics in other states and taxes in other states. But what we can control is our state and local governments. Okay, so the second tip I have for y'all is, can we do anything about it, right? Can we truly do anything about all the other crazy stuff that's going on? And if the answer is no, we have to kind of let it go. Not to say that we can't empathize or sympathize, but what's the point of being sad? What's the point of saying, sending prayers? Not to say we shouldn't, but what's the point of doing all that if we can't? That's where the buck stops. Faith without works is dead. So we didn't send the prayers up. We didn't ask God to cover our children and do all this, but we ain't do the work. Let's see. Veronica says, I used to be so big into voting, especially the people around me to vote. But over the years, I've started not to trust politicians because they say one thing once they get into the office and nothing is done. I still vote, but nothing else needs, but something else needs to be done. And how you get that, Veronica, is unfortunately, numbers matter. I know me and my community, we're really big on if there's an issue with our lights or whatever, everybody kind of rallies up because we have a group message in our neighborhood. Everybody rallies up and makes it a problem. Everybody rallies up and calls our, I forgot what she's called, our commissioner or... See, I'm not sure. I got to Google that too. But everybody calls a certain number. Everybody goes up and says, hey, we have an issue on this street in our district. It's power in numbers, unfortunately. So voting is still important. Make sure you still vote. However, if there's an issue in your local community, then when the more people come together and make noise, the better. If there's a petition, if there's a call going to your, what is it called? Your council meetings, because we don't do that either. We got to go to these council meetings and get your voices heard and things like that. It's tedious, y'all. One person is not going to shake the table, but 20 will, 15 will, 50 will. So I understand it seems tedious and like, what the heck? It doesn't matter. Doesn't make sense. But, and then it's financial power. Doers make things, movers move in a variety of spaces. That's true too. And it all depends on your city and state, but I tell you what, everybody doesn't live in a wealthy place. But your vote still matters and your voice still matters. I agree. Once again, we don't know what goes on and off on. We don't know what goes on in office. We don't know if they all get alone. People are people. The president can say this and get into office and the people tell him no or don't agree. There's a lot of layers to it, y'all. I'm not saying that it's perfect, right? I'm not saying that doing this is going to solve all of our problems, but it's something. Because what's the alternative? Okay, you don't vote. Then you have no say. Then you have no capacity to help. There's nothing you can do. Either people don't understand how the government works or they just don't trust the politicians. Either way, then we don't vote on those politicians. The ones you don't trust, you don't vote on. Y'all, and we don't know what they got going on behind the scenes and then it's stuff like that, but I'm just saying, just vote. Wow, y'all got to pick your commissioners in Georgia. Ours are all appointed. Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah, Public Service Commission. We have in all of our districts, the House and State, the State House of Representatives. We get to vote. There's a lot of for the Senate. We got to vote on for all of the districts. So yeah, it's very important to know what's possible in your state. How do you drop the mindset that all politicians are corrupt when it affects your desire to vote? It's the same thing like saying all wealthy people are evil. It's not true. Every politician isn't corrupt. And if you live in a space where your politicians are corrupt, then maybe it's time to move. And I think some of you guys live in the Caribbean, so I know it's not that easy. And everybody's in every place is different, so I can understand that. But that's why I moved to Atlanta. And I know moving is easier said than done for some people, but that's why I moved to Atlanta. So I would be around in a city where I felt like my voice did matter. I could affect change. The people that I was voting for weren't too far removed from me. Now, if I lived in Potomac, Virginia, or wherever Potomac is, then maybe I'd feel a little different. If I lived in New York, I would definitely probably feel different, but I would still vote. I think when I lived in New York, I still voted. Because it's important. regardless, it's still important. And the first thing they ask you when you start complaining about something or you want to make a change, they ask you, well, did you vote? Because they know that that's the number one thing that you have to do. That's the first step. It's not the only step, y'all. It's the first one. But I just feel like your mindset is your mindset. But if we said only evil people are wealthy, then we would have no desire to be wealthy. Then we couldn't get wealthy to affect change. And that's another thing. So if we can do something about it, getting more money, we always talk about that, right? Flexing our political power with finances. Maybe it's another reason to get rich, another reason to get stacks of more money, another reason to have some money in the house. Sydney says, yep, amen. That's why I like to vote for any and everything. I do too. Because you ain't gonna tell me my vote don't matter. Cindy says, go listen to Schoolhouse Rock if you want to get up to speed on things and be able to remember it. Get involved with your civic associations as well. That is true. All it takes is one vote to make something go one way or the other. That is very true. Because what if your vote would have, like, for the people who feel like their votes don't matter, but what if they did? What if those 10 votes, because it's just not just you that thinks like that. There's a plethora of people that think like that. So what if those 10, 20,000 votes of people that felt like their vote didn't matter would have changed everything in your state? Maybe not federally, but in your state. Maybe that gun law that you guys want passed so bad would have went the other way, or women would have the right to do whatever they wanted to with their body would have went the other way. But a majority of people felt like their vote didn't matter. Voting doesn't matter. So they didn't vote. Hey, Butterfly 88, I always wonder why in a neighborhood a stop sign could be needed for 15 years and nothing, but as soon as gentrification happens, a stop sign on the street and in the air can be added immediately because they make noise. They don't play. When they come in and they're spending their money, and that's the thing too with us, we don't understand that our money has power. We don't understand that our voices have power. We have so much economic power, y'all. Look at the Montgomery bus boycott. The reason why they got to get back on the buses and sit wherever they wanted to is because for 360 something days, they did not touch public transportation. For since history, all Black folks said, look, we ain't taking this ish no more. I need everybody to be on one accord. Ain't nobody getting on them dang public buses. And what happened is, even though they were making a little, they made a strong economic impact to that company. Where then the company then had to rethink, you know what? Is it worth it? Is it worth losing all this money then putting them in the back of the bus? No, we need the money. So guess what? Y'all, money moves things. Money makes stuff shake. And collectively, you might not have it on your own. You might not have it you know, with two people, but maybe you got it with 10, maybe you got it with 20, 100, 200. You know, if we have these conversations, then things like this would happen. I bet you wouldn't really too many people writing letters about that stop sign before. Maybe not. But I bet you if that whole community came together and said, hey, we need a stop sign. That's what happened with the Black Panther Party when there were little kids getting ran over because there weren't any lights in this specific area. They came together and made sure that there were lights in there, but we have to come together. You have to get involved. You got to talk to your neighbors. We got to stop being so mean to each other. Let's call a spade a spade. We got to stop looking at it. Like back in the day, I was talking to my grandmother because I did some research, right? So I was doing research for my book and it said that from 1880 to 1960, Black families were two-parent households. So we had a strong two-parent household for a long time after slavery from 1880 to 1960. And then I was like, well, what happened in the 1960s? Like, what happened? Why did all the communities start to shred and shift? The Vietnam War happened. And I called my grandmother and I was like, hey, Graham, do you remember what happened in the 1960s? Like, why did things go down for Black culture? Like, what happened? And she was like, when she was in high school in 1969 is when she graduated. That's when the Vietnam War started. And all the young boys that she went to school with were either being drafted or signed up. Politics, political power started that war, right? So boom, a plethora of young black men. My grandmother was in high school when this happened, right? Plethora of young men swept up from all race, all nationalities, taken over to the war, fought for the war, whoop, right? Come back. They don't have any care. They're veterans now. Some of them don't have limbs, PTSD, because back then it was brutal. There was no protections like they do for veterans now. A lot of them got on drugs. Then the drugs epidemic happened in the 80s, and so did the AIDS epidemic. And boom, there goes the disintegration of Black families in America. And it's been downhill ever since. So just things to think about, y'all. There's power in coming together. I know that was a long tangent, but it's important for us to know these things and put two and two together and do our own research and be open-minded and really say, what can I do about this now? Because we can't change the past. We can change the future, but it just starts with one simple step. This is the first step. Just the first one is a vote. The first step. You don't trust it. Well, you have to get to know. Okay, anybody that says you don't trust politicians, do you guys even know who the politicians are? I'll tell you one politician I do trust, and that's Stacey Abrams. I do trust that woman. I do trust with all of her hard work and everything that she's kept on the state of Georgia and everything. And I voted for her, a Black woman who not only went up, this is not her first time going up for governor, but has constantly stayed in the fight to help Black people in Georgia, you know, get voting rights and having better voting. And I've seen change since she's been around. So instead of us saying, I don't trust politicians, do we even know who these politicians, do you even know your state? And not to get on you, Brianna, but before we say we don't trust politicians, do you even know who your governor is? Do you know his name or her name? Do you know who is your lieutenant governor? Do we know who the commissioner of insurance is in your state, in your city? Do you know who your commissioner of agriculture is? Do you know who your state house of representative is? In your districts? Do we know? And I'm not trying to shame anybody, but how are we going to say people? That's just like people saying, I don't like Black people. You know all Black people. You know every single Black person. I don't like women. You don't like every single woman is evil. Every single woman you can't trust. Every single. I don't like men. Every man. Every single one. Every single one. I want us to get out of this narrow-minded mentality, y'all. It's not popular. Look, the views are going down. People don't want to hear this and have this conversation. That's fine. It's not motivating. I don't care, because the purpose behind this is deeper. We have to get out of this mindset. We have to do our research before we say what we don't like. It's just like a kid being like, I don't like that. You never even tried it. Y'all, we have to get out of this mindset of I don't trust. How do you know? We don't even know these people. They change every so many years. Authenticating Beauty says, yes, I'm considering moving back to our super majority. Almost makes me feel like your vote is pointless at the state level. You got to move to where you feel like your voice matters. When people call me and they say, hey, Brittany, I want to move across the state. You got to know these things. People are excited to go to Texas. I always tell people I had a great time in Texas, but Texas government is very iffy. I did not want to live under that government. I did not want to live in a city where my power is being controlled by the government. Y'all, Texas acts like its own country. I lived there for years. It's racism like heck in Texas. Not my favorite state. Don't knock nobody for wanting to move, but we don't do too much research outside of what the apartments look like and if there's places to turn up and do they have men there. All of that is great. All of that is great. But where's your political power going to stretch? Just saying. I live in New York and the local elections are so important. I stress to people to at least vote for those because you see change when new people come in. Absolutely. Good morning. What a blessing to have a grandmother that you can tell your history about. Absolutely, y'all. Thank you. Exactly. And that's why I say, if you guys still have your grandparents, call your grandparents. Hey, what was going on during this time? What do you remember? You know, how was it like when you grew up? And when she grew up, she said there was a sense of community. She grew up in the projects. And she said, we didn't know we were poor. We didn't have nothing because everybody was on the same wave. We all took care of each other. We all looked out for each other. You know, and I think in the midst of the 1960s and the 70s and the 80s, we lost a lot of that because of drugs. Political plants, yes, I believe so. But we also were coming out of the Vietnam War. Y'all, we got to pay. Yes, it's so important for people to know this part of history. I believe so too. But it ain't popular, ain't cute, as y'all can see. But we'll see. Look at why the WNBA got behind Warnock in Atlanta last year. It took an entire league and them on the ground to get him into office. Yeah. That's how I feel about Texas. Absolutely. Texas operates like its own country. That's why I tell people, if y'all want to live, move there, cool, but pay attention to the government too. It's not just about y'all, what the city looks like and how many black single men there are and how much people make. That's important. But what's also important is how do they run their government? And I knew moving to Atlanta that my voice was going to count. If you move to a city like College Park, it's an even smaller thing. It's not even attached to the city of Atlanta. Your vote really matters. And see, some of us don't even know that these small cities we live in outside of the major cities is where your vote impacts the most. So if you don't, say if you live in Florida, but you don't live in Miami, you live in the city next to it, your vote definitely matters. What your kids read in school, Texas, they voted on that. Y'all, all of these things get voted on. So if we don't trust politicians, then we just gonna be passive, just gonna let them just run rampant and do whatever they wanna do? No, we gotta hold these people's feet to the fire. Yolanda says, I'm here for these topics. Thank you. Yeah, they're not sexy, they're not pretty. And I know people don't wanna hear and talk about it this early in the morning, but I feel like it's important. Authenticating View says, in my home state for so long, in my home state, I for a while felt like I needed as many voices for change as possible, but now I gotta put me first. Exactly. I'm not saying that you have to be the stormtrooper that rallies everybody up, but if you do this one act, I feel like you made change. I feel like one step in the right direction. Just this one part. I'm not telling y'all to be Malcolm X out here. I'm not. Look at Luke 11:5-8 about the guy in the Bible who kept knocking on his neighbor's doors to get what he wanted. That's what we have to do with our politicians. Keep hounding them to get results. That's absolutely true. You get on somebody's nerves long enough, they'll be like, all right, okay, 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 okay. What do you want? What do you want? I'm tired of seeing you. What do you want? And the thing is, Black folk, we know how to get what we want. When you want some money, you know how to get that. When you want a boyfriend, we know how to get that. We know how to get what we want. We want surgery, we know how to get that. Y'all want things like these shootings to stop happening? Do you guys want things to change? We have to change how we move and vote. We have to keep our politicians accountable. They know some of our communities won't, and that's why so they run amok. Absolutely. They know that they can tell us whatever we want to hear, and people will be like, yay, I'm going to vote for you. And then when they get in office, we don't hold them accountable. And it's not Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Go to your local government. Y'all, there's so many elections coming up. So many elections to come up. So many elections coming up in your states. Every state has not passed. Please do your part. Please do your research. Please go to that website. I'll put it here again. A lot of y'all states are not up yet. There's still time. You can still register. You can still vote. But I know that one of my followers on Instagram, when she DM'd me, she was like, dang, I feel horrible for missing Texas after the shooting happened, the massacre. And it was too late. Now she has to wait for the next election. Let's see. Butterfly, oh, welcome to Atlanta, Brittany. So, hey, girl. Atlanta raised me and it pays me. Absolutely. I remember a time when my grandmother told me about the Underground Railroad and goes, she marched with Dr. King and Martin Luther King. I don't know if she was around for the Underground Railroad. She probably told you about it, but I don't think she was around for that. She'd be very around for a long time. But if she did march with King, good. That's amazing. And if you guys learned anything from Dr. Martin Luther King, his movement was it was power in numbers. They had power in numbers. Maybe we just don't have enough to fight for these days. I don't know. I'm in North Carolina and I don't think we ran our elections yet, but I will look at it today. Let's see. Sydney says the Montgomery bus boycott took sacrifice and commitment that many people won't want to make. It's sad, but hey, all we got to do is start with voting. So look, you guys, I'm going to read off the states and the dates before we get out of here today so you can see if you are still eligible to vote. So Alabama was May 4th. That already passed. Alaska is August 16th. Arizona is August 2nd. Arkansas is May 24th. That also passed. A lot of these southern states, y'all, they do them early for a reason. Peak game. California, June 7th, Colorado, June 28th, Connecticut, August 9th, Delaware, September 13th, DC, District of Columbia, June 21st, Florida, August 23rd, day before my birthday, Georgia, May 24th, we already passed, Guam, August 27th, Hawaii, August 13th, Idaho, May 17th, Illinois, June 28th, I guess Indiana's done. Iowa, June 7th, Kansas, August 2nd, Kentucky, May 17th. There's already passed. Y'all, if you notice these southern states, some of these southern states are already done. They do it for a reason, because by the time we wake up and know what the heck is going on, we'd have missed the train. See, Kansas, August 2nd, Kentucky, May 17th, Louisiana, November 8th, Maine, June 14th, Maryland, July 19th, Massachusetts, September 6th. Michigan, August 2nd, Minnesota, August 9th, Mississippi, June 7th, Missouri, August 2nd, Montana, June 7th, Nebraska, May 10th, Nevada, June 14th, New Hampshire, September 13th, New Jersey, June 7th, New Mexico, June 7th, New York, June 28th, North Carolina, May 17th, North Dakota, June 14th, Ohio has passed, and y'all got some racist people on y'all's running y'all state. So God bless Ohio. Oklahoma, June 28th. Oregon, May 17th. Passed. Pennsylvania passed May 17th. Puerto Rico, for whatever reason, theirs is marked out. Rhode Island, September 13th. South Carolina, June 14th. South Dakota, June 7th. Tennessee, August 4th. Texas has already passed. Theirs was back in March. Utah, June 28th. Vermont, August 9th. Virgin Islands, August 6th. Virginia, June 21st. Washington, August 2nd. West Virginia, May 10th. Already passed. Wisconsin, August 9th. And Wyoming, August 16th. So, yeah. A lot of them are already up. But yes, so I hope you guys are paying attention. I know that this wasn't a sexy or pretty or, you know, whatever morning motivation, but it's so important, y'all. This is the only way we can make change. This is the only way we can stop praying, because faith without works is dead. Not to say to stop praying. Don't stop praying. But faith without works is dead. And if we don't do the work, if we don't try, if we don't write letters, if we don't get involved, then it's just going to be passive. Then they want us to think that they want us to think that they're evil. They want us to be, you know, passive with it. They want us to not care. They want us to feel our votes don't matter. They did a hell of a job, but they vote. They vote. They keep running things. They keep making laws that benefit them. They keep, you know, pushing the country in their agenda because they vote. All right, y'all. I hope that you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope I did, you know, get under some people's skin so they can let this marinate a little bit so they can think about it at least. Because every conversation that we have as people isn't going to be pretty, lighthearted, fun, enthusiastic. But this is the way we can stay positive when things are going crazy, is using our power, the little power we do have as individuals, and go vote, make some shake, make a change. I love you guys so much for watching. I'll see you guys tomorrow for a good old Friday morning motivation. I hope you guys have a beautiful, blessed day. Love you guys. See you guys later. Bye.